Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona is once again cooking things up that are fun and good for our community. We're going to be catching up with our two in-studio guests from Goodwill to find out about their donation drive that rewards you for donating. It's a way to spread the love and donations, and Goodwill will say thank you by providing a discount coupon as a reward for your contributions. You've got to love that. We'll also spend some time learning about what's new and exciting at Goodwill, because they have some exciting events coming up for 2019. And I am always excited to have them in studio and eager to hear what goodness they are up to. Hi, everybody. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and we're going to get down to earth talking about spreading the love through donations. And speaking of loved, how perfect is it, and we did not plan this, that today is Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And please remember to show Mother Earth some love today, and all days for that matter. And think about celebrating at a locally owned restaurant if you plan to go out tonight, or shopping at a locally owned establishment if you're looking for that perfect Valentine's gift. Don't overlook Goodwill. They have new things. They have beautiful things. You can repurpose that. Just think green and red today, so everybody wins, including the planet. And my little tip is one that my husband started a few years ago. Cards are expensive. So he buys these beautiful cards. He doesn't write on them. And he writes his message on a little yellow sticky. He's a man of few words, but I get the message and I love it. And then we get to reuse the card so it actually has a second life. And that matters too. So everybody, now please join me in welcoming Judith Simmons, Director of Marketing, and Matthew Flores, Digital Marketing Coordinator, Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona. I always wonder when people are listening if they can tell I'm smiling, because we're having a good time and it's great to have you both here. So thank you.
Great to be here.
And a quick shout out, another tip from a great partner of Mrs. Green's World, Tucson Electric Power Company, because who doesn't want to save money and energy? This one is about when you leave town. So if you're going out of town, and I really hope you'll listen to this, but more importantly, I hope you'll do it. Before leaving your home, reduce energy use and save money while you're away by turning off all the lights, unplugging unused appliances and electronics, closing the blinds and curtains, and turning your water heater down to vacation mode. I am clueless as to whether we have vacation mode on our water heater, but that's something I'll check in with the boss, who does know about our water heater. So Judy and Matt, thanks for being here, and let's get ready to share some good news. Let's talk about first. I mean, you've got a very, very big year for Goodwill. It's your 50th anniversary,
yes,
which I did say off air, that's half a century. And tell us about Goodwill's history. It's a fascinating history, and every time you tell the story, I learn a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So tell us about how Goodwill got started over 115 years ago. It's such a great story.
It is, and it's been 117 years
117.
Now.
117.
Yeah.
Time flies. Maybe it was 115 the last time I asked you.
Probably.
Could have been 2 years ago.
Goodwill Industries was actually started in Boston in 1902. And it was a Methodist Reverend Edgar Helms. What he wanted to do during that time, because it was such a difficult time for everyone, was to give the working poor a chance to earn money. And so what he did was he collected used items from the wealthiest parts of town, and he created a workshop where the working poor could go and mend and repair old clothing and other household items. And some of them did get those items as payment, and also to earn a wage when he was able to sell them out of his stores. And since then, 161 Goodwill regions have opened across the country and North America.
Regions,
yep. And we've kind of taken that philosophy of, you know, not a handout but a hand up, or not charity but a chance, because it's important that, you know, people are able to work and learn some great skills so that they can achieve independence on their own. So here in Southern Arizona, Goodwill was introduced in 1967, but became Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona and a nonprofit organization in September of 1969. So that's why we're celebrating our 50-year anniversary
this year. I was checking
your
math.
Year.
So this,
right.
Like, okay,
and I'm
50
usually
years.
Really bad with math, too.
But that one's easy. 69 plus 50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it was another Methodist minister who became the executive director. At the time, you know, we had a work center for adults with disabilities to do the same thing. They were able to learn skills and train for a more competitive wage in whatever job and industry that they wanted to be in. And we've then, you know, since the early 2000s, we've been able to extend that mission to help anybody really find a job through our Job Connection Centers, which is self-funded by the donations we receive. And then we were also able to expand our youth programs in 2009. And now we've got 6 youth programs and 6 adult programs here in Southern Arizona. We've had a really rapid expansion in the mid-2000s, when I think it was between the years of 2011 and 2014, we opened 8 new thrift stores, and now we're at 20 thrift store or retail locations here in Southern Arizona. And we specifically expanded that to be able to expand our mission services. So that's really how your donations help. When you come in, when you donate with us, we take those items, we sell them at our thrift stores so that we can turn around and support those mission programs that we have.
So it's to me, I wanted to do a shout out to everybody who's listening and say, if you haven't gone to a Goodwill Industries of Southern Arizona grand opening or anywhere in the country, go. Because it is exciting as heck. And the stuff that you find on the day of, I was calling people, I was FaceTiming my kids. I'm saying, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what happened. And by the time I left, not to mention the lines, which were un-frickin' real, it was almost like locusts. I mean, there were hundreds of people. I'm sorry. Stuff moved. Because it really did. I got a great suit. I mean, I nabbed that right away. Uh-huh. And it was really pretty affirming. And as you were talking, I think about the reframing this into, I think most people are like I was before I started this journey of Mrs. Green. I thought that Goodwill was a thrift store. Mm-hmm. And it is really a social service agency.
Yep. Yes, we call ourselves a social enterprise.
Social enterprise. Yeah. I like that even better.
Yeah, because it's a business, yes, and we try to be as successful as possible in that business, but we do have our mission. And that's the reason why we have the thrift stores. And the fact that we can self-fund our programs when funding goes away, you know, because a lot of nonprofits, they may depend on foundation funding, government funding. But, I mean, for those in the nonprofit sector, like, that funding goes away, Goodwill has an opportunity to continue the services that it has, especially, you know, when you really look at the impact of those services and say, we still want to invest that money in it and keep it going until maybe we can find other funding. But, you know, at this point, we've got about five or six of the, or half the programs that we offer are self-funded because mm-hmm. we believe in that mission so much.
Well, and, you know, we have to always talk about the Youth Restoration Project program because that's my favorite. But basically, that takes furniture that's donated and needs some love.
We went back to our roots in that program.
And it's awesome. And it's mm-hmm. entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. You're teaching those kids how to work and use hand tools and skill saws and whatever. Don't get me into the tool naming business because I'll be in really deep water very quickly. But to go there and to see them passionate and concentrating and then to go into a store, which, you know, I am a Goodwill shopper, and to see their name on the piece of furniture mm-hmm. when it's been beautifully restored. That's one example. And, you know, I don't know where to throw this in, but we can throw it in a lot. For those that are listening, don't ever throw anything in the garbage of clothing or something that may be a little bit broken from your house. One man's trash, another man's treasure, turn it into treasure by taking it to Goodwill. Well, I have friends that are moving and they said they're like on their 15th trip to Goodwill. And I'm like, good, tell them Mrs. Green sent you. It's insurance. Okay, that's a wonderful, wonderful story. Okay, what about the celebrations? What are you going to be doing for your 50th year?
So, well, we mentioned that we launched 2 new programs. So that's something that's big and important to us. The adult program, it's called the Adult Reentry Program. And it's basically taking adults that were recently incarcerated and actually giving them resources and opportunities, teaching them skills, workshops, putting them in contact with local employers that we have contacts with. And actually our program manager, she spent the last about year and a half, 2 years working with the Pima County. She was with Goodwill and has been for years, but she was actually in local jails working with inmates preparing for release. So she has lots of experience with the population, and she has the credibility, and she's definitely a strong-minded, strong-willed, amazing person as far as helping people. And she won't obviously take any nonsense from them.
Any guff? No guff.
No guff, exactly.
Which is just what you need.
Yes, exactly. She brings the discipline and the compassion side of it. So she's perfect for that role. And then we also have academic services. It's something that we've had internally. It's basically, it was a resource to any program participant in any of our programs across Goodwill could get free academic assistance. They could get free tutoring. They could get help with their GED. We actually pay for practice tests. We pay for the testing itself. So a wide range as far as like academic development certifications and such. So now that is open to the public. We take walk-ins. For youth, I believe, under 24, and any Goodwill employee is also eligible for that program. Mm-hmm. And a kind of a cool side note to that is if a Goodwill employee doesn't have their GED, they can, if they take the test and pass it, they get a $500 bonus. So that's another
really
incentive.
And they, again, flipping awesome. And I think there is something really to be proud of in Southern Arizona, that we are really taking the lead as a community with criminal justice reform, mm-hmm. with the legislature, and realizing that human beings can be productive and contributors to society, and maybe they screwed up. Maybe mm-hmm. they were really professors at the U of A, and they got a DUI, and they had to go to jail. I mean, this is what happens,
yep. mm-hmm.
and it's unforgiving, and if you're a convicted felon, good luck. Mm-hmm. So that is really exciting. Like, I want to ring the bell, and I'm looking at you, Missy, to say...
Okay.
I can't believe it, to say we need to do a show on that project at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is my heart song.
We would love to do that.
Oh, my gosh. To spread that word and to get people engaged with the whole rehabilitation of people mm-hmm. that really deserve another chance, second or third or fourth. Mm-hmm. Let's not give up on all the social capital that's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's really exciting.
There was one thing that I wanted to mention when Matthew talked about academic services. We are now... working with Grad Solutions. And Grad Solutions is an online high school where you're not getting a GED, you're actually getting your high school diploma, which some people may value just a little bit more than a GED. But the fact that it's all really on your time. And so for traditionally, you know, when you have you go to high school and everything, it's a very structured type of I guess layout, but with Grad Solutions, you're able to not only work, if you have kids, you know, you can go and still get your high school diploma at our Metro Youth Center.
And it's the way of the world. It's mm-hmm. it's kind of the world is catching up with what the reality of the populations are. That's mm-hmm. another thing. I mean, the old paradigm of the structure of high schools is crumbling.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it works.
Sometimes it works.
Sometimes it doesn't.
I was the kind of kid it worked for. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of kids with all known things. There's lots more ADD, all of those things, and economic forces. So that's really exciting too. And I just have to say this, because when it's you two, I know I can digress a little bit, and it's okay. But you're sitting there talking about Goodwill and its history, and two thoughts occur to me. One is the power of one person's idea. And it's in many, many places mm-hmm. around our history in the mm-hmm. United States and in the world. But one person had a vision and he acted on it. And look what's happened. It's like the person who started Habitat for Humanity. I mean, they had the vision and they executed on it. And the other thing I was thinking, which is why I was laughing, is this is how old I am. And I feel forever young. But in my day and age, when I was growing up, literally, my mother, and it was my mother, darned socks. You didn't, if you had a hole in your sock, you didn't throw it in the garbage. She darned socks because mm-hmm. she made a lot of them because she would knit socks. If you got a hole, like in my dad's suits, like we had moths in Jersey. So we'd put things in mothballs and put them away for the summer. It would get rewoven. You didn't get rid of the suit. Mm-hmm. So it was really taking care of what you had, and everything wasn't so disposable. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty, to me, what the good thing about Goodwill is, you can get rid of that and it will be put to good use, and someone might fix the suit. They might, you know, fix a little, sew something up, mm-hmm. and don't just get rid of it. So, and if you do, get rid of it at Goodwill. Of course, I want to say that. Okay, so what's your first celebration in 2015? Tell us about the you know, bring something in and get a discount. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. So that would be this month, right, Matthew?
Yeah. Spread the love.
Yes.
Spread the love on Valentine's Day and for the rest of February.
Yes. That's right. So basically anybody that donates at one of our donation centers, our standalone donation centers, they'll get a 20% off coupon to shop at one of our stores. That's for donated items, obviously. When you talked about showing some love to the planet, that kind of covers both bases. We're taking care of local people. And then your donation is obviously keeping things out of the landfill and giving it a second chance. But we wanted to kind of express our gratitude to our local donors. They obviously support our entire organization.
They're
our lifeblood. Mm-hmm. And just this past year, we had over 500,000 donations locally. So that's something we're very proud of. So if you go in and donate to us, we want to give that back, and you go shop with us and kind of get a discount. It's also kind of an incentive, because I know a lot of our donors, they might not always think of us as a place to shop, but we're moving towards the sustainability. And me personally, I know I wouldn't go out and buy like a Brooks Brothers shirt at a retail value,
but
I have
one.
Brooks Brothers shirts now.
I got it
because I work at Goodwill. So.
Oh my god! Yep.
And they're brand new. They've been look like they've been worn a couple times. So that's an example that you can go get high quality. And help out it's guilt-free. You're saving money, you're helping people, and then you're also being sustainable.
You gotta be nuts. I needed that. I remember calling Judy the day it happened. I needed a duffel bag for my trip to the Amazon. James comes home and he has the trifecta winner, the be-all and end-all. I'm grasping for words, but of a duffel bag. It had a secret bottom, as I called it, which it was like unreal. And I looked it up. I think he paid $20 for it. I'm pretty sure, maybe mm-hmm. less, but I think $20 could have been 30. Doesn't mm-hmm. matter if it was 50, because we looked it up, the very same brand on a website, and it was $285, and it was in mint condition. So somebody mm-hmm. like me had a trip, used it, and donated it. People are nuts if they don't go look around at Goodwill for something they need. I'm telling you, it's like, and that day I found the suit. I was like, Judy, come here and look at the suit. And it's a very well-known woman designer, so I think it's great. Now, this one kind of cracked me up, because I don't think that people know, when you talk about the social enterprise, that Goodwill has a triple bottom line, and it really made me laugh, because it's People, Planet, Pocketbook, which is such an back east term. So it would be for people that live here, People, Planet, Purse. But it's a mm-hmm. philosophy and then practice you embrace. What is it and why?
So the people, we've kind of been talking about it.
Right.
It's the investment in individuals and their future. So that's what your donations support. And just to kind of give you like a scope of the impact that every single donation is multiplied, that we served over 50,000 people in the last 5 years. And that's just in Southern Arizona. So you can expand that out across the country. And we're talking about millions of lives impacted.
Literally.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And our programs are intensive. Like you said, they're not handouts. We're teaching people skills that are lifelong.
And they have to do the work.
Exactly. Yes. We hold them, we have standards and expectations, and they have to meet them, because we know, just like in any situation, people will be helped when they're ready to be helped, and we provide those opportunities because we want to end the cycle of poverty, not just for them, but for their children, because if they learn the right habits, then they're going to pass those along. And then planet, that is the sustainable side.
Huge.
Huge mm-hmm. for us. It's 30 million pounds out of the landfill last year locally. So that's just, if you just think about all the resources that go into creating all those textiles or the furniture, you know about the water that goes into a pair of jeans.
Filthy like fashion.
1,800 gallons, and then the chemicals and the labor and all that stuff. And this is all product that's here locally. It doesn't have to be shipped anywhere. It's on a hanger just down the street. So just head down to your Goodwill. Use it like a, I have friends that kind of use it like a closet. They'll buy something and then wear it for a month or so and then donate it back.
Since I say I'm renting clothing from Goodwill.
Exactly. It cracks me up.
Yeah.
But why not? I mean, it's just really, there's no, and I tell people, of course, all the time about the boutique because it is different. I mean, it's really high-end stuff at affordable prices, at a fraction of what they would be retail. And if you're looking for something, like for me, business stuff, it has to look really good. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff I buy, I wouldn't even say a lot of it looks slightly used. It looks great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You'll be surprised. Yeah. I mean,
I think people would be surprised.
A really good segment into the pocketbook is you know, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money to get a really good outfit, whether it's for a job interview, and especially if you don't have a lot of money to start with because you're looking for a job, you can get a really good interview outfit for not a whole lot.
Purses, shoes, scarves.
Yeah.
Let me add all the things I've bought there.
Exactly. And then, you know, we want to be able to help out some of the families out there because kids grow out of their clothes so fast. And our thrift stores, I think excluding the boutique, our kids' clothing starts at 99 cents. So, you know, if you can imagine a family of five and you've got kids who are growing out of their clothing like every week, to have to invest all that money on new clothing, I mean, you just go to Goodwill knowing that you can still get some good quality stuff. And then as they grow out of it, you just return it. And yeah.
And one of the things that's changed over my lifetime, because we were, I learned from a pro, and I wish my mother was here to hear this, but she was a thrift shopper and she was really good. And we lived in a town where it was not cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. I mean, we're going back and I went to this, you know, a little bit of a snooty high school. I was not one of the snooty ones, trust me. And she'd say, don't tell people where you got that. And she wasn't ashamed. She just didn't want it to come back on us.
Yeah.
But the stuff that she found, and she'd say, back east, she'd say, this is Saks Fifth Avenue. This is a good brand. Well, Saks Fifth Avenue stuff never wore out. Mm-hmm. So she would know the brands and the shoes and all of that. And we were four kids. My mother stayed home. And so it was definitely helped our family, which Goodwill will never be able to measure that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll
mm-hmm.
never be able to measure how many quality of life experiences you provided by kids being able to be adequately and properly clothed because it was affordable clothing. That right. looks good. And now it's in.
Yeah, now it is.
Sure. Now it's in.
Well,
it's like,
and even, like there's another side of the pocketbook now is that people can make their livelihoods by shopping at Goodwill.
No kidding.
We have resellers.
Can we say Poshmark?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, so people will come and shop with us. And actually there's a on Netflix right now, there's it's and there is some language involved in this show.
Disclaimer.
Just to be just a disclaimer. But we had a gentleman, he has a store down on 4th Avenue called Generation Cool, and he buys a lot of his stuff from Goodwill. And it's kind of like vintage sports attire, maybe like polo type early 90s, 2000s.
Do they have any
2000s.
Lululemon?
We have Lululemon.
Which I
we
don't
do get,
ever go get.
We do get Lululemon. That, you'll find some of that at the boutique on Oracle. But so this young man, he's turned it into his business. And now he's on. He's like one of the most popular Netflix shows. He did two. We actually coordinated with them. We did one of the shots in our
That's
stores.
You. We have to go down there, like us, the three of us. Maybe the night we have happy hour in a locally owned establishment. Seriously.
So yeah, that's another side of the pocketbook.
What's the downside to that? Nothing. So. That's funding entrepreneurial businesses. And really, last week, I said to my daughter, Katie, I read these things. How does someone make $1,000 a week on Poshmark? And she said, I'll tell you how. They go to Goodwill. Mm-hmm. They know the brands. They know how to scan. They know what they're looking for. They get them, and they put them on Poshmark.
Yep.
That's how they do it, and that's their full-time job.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, there's people that make a lot more than $1,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for people that don't know what Poshmark is, I don't think my demographic does.
No.
I have daughters, and it's basically an online selling. And you should see the things that my kids have gotten on Poshmark and stuff they sell that they're ready to get rid of.
Well, yeah. And those are marked up compared to what Goodwill's prices
are going
to be. So,
or there'd be
you
no
could
business.
Go and
right?
if you have the time, and I understand there's convenient side of it and all that stuff, we do have e-commerce sites of our own. If you go to shopgoodwill.com.
And I'm glad you brought that up too.
But yeah, there's definitely all those fines, a lot of them that you see, were purchase at Goodwill for probably $4, $12, and you're looking at $80, and it's cheaper than what you would have spent.
Exactly.
But you probably could save money if you head down to your local Goodwill.
Right. And I have to add, you're not paying shipping, and you're not doing the carbon footprint of shipping.
Exactly.
Right. So I don't like that part at all, because mm-hmm. it's more gas and more packaging and more all of those negative imprints on mm-hmm. it. So I'm definitely in the tribe, Keep it local. Keep it local. Keep it local. Okay. Now, we talked about love. Let's talk about this. I am so glad that you guys wanted to talk about this. I remember when one of my best friends read that book about that was written by, isn't her name Marie Kondo?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's about literally, my words would be being a minimalist. And I was mm-hmm. at my friend's house, and her daughter had read the book. She was getting rid of so much stuff, it blew my mind. They have like 7 towels now, or they might have had 30.
Yeah.
She was going through every bathroom, and Eva was leaving like 3 towels in this bathroom, 3 towels in that bathroom, what you really need. Mm-hmm. So this is, to me, sparking joy. I'm like, what? I'm not there yet. I'm working on it. It's more than decluttering, though. It really is more than it is like taking that step, getting rid of things, and then being a minimalist and deciding what you really want. So tell us about this, and I would love to know if there's an impact on Goodwill.
Well, it's another Netflix series that kind of impacts Goodwill. So it's called Tidying Up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just like you said, it's a little more than decluttering, but finding out which items spark the most joy. And the way that it impacts Goodwill is really, we just kind of want to remind people that when they've collected all the items that they
no joy in their life,
want, you can spark joy in somebody else's life by dropping it off at Goodwill. And because not only are you going to be helping out your family and with not a whole lot of stuff in your house, but now you're actually helping other families in the community, because that revenue after we're able to sell them goes into our mission programs. So, I mean, again, you're doing a lot more for yourself than for yourself. It's the people, planet, pocketbook, triple bottom line when you think of it. We've seen maybe like a small jump in our donations since that Netflix
any jump's series. A good jump.
Mm-hmm, any jump right. is a good jump. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And I just think it's funny because I actually started watching the series after New Year's.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna watch it.
You should.
I'm serious.
And then all of a sudden, the back of my truck is just like, I've got 4 bags of stuff that I didn't even realize. One, I didn't realize I had that stuff, and the fact that it's all about just being conscious of how this thing makes you feel. And I just find that, you keep so many things, well, not only because it's sentimental, but
it's a scarcity mentality.
Mm-hmm.
For many of us, it is. It's like it was coming on the heels of a depression, which mm-hmm. is not too long ago for me to remember. I wasn't part of it. But having a lot of stuff is very affirming, and mm-hmm. it makes you feel safe. Well, for me, not anymore. Getting rid of stuff is more of an abundant thought, because I don't need that stuff. And one of the things I remember from the book, because my friend Eva was telling us about it, is like you have to hold on to something in the sentimental arena for like 10 seconds or something, or 20, and ask yourself, does this bring me joy? And mm-hmm. if it doesn't, get rid of it. And I'll tell you, that's harder sometimes. It's easier said than done, because I'm in the process. I have empty drawers in my bedroom for the first time maybe ever. Because I mean, I need these 30 t-shirts. I haven't worn one of them in 3 years. They're from events. You collect them. This parade and that run and this thing. And I'm like, I don't ever wear them, like ever. And this company, I love them. They were out of business now. So they don't need to know that I have this t-shirt in my dresser drawer. But there really is something about that. And of course, what shocks me, and you and I have talked about it on the show, the three of us have talked about it, is people actually throw clothes in the garbage. And that, to me, mm-hmm. I'm going to call it, is disgraceful. It's a disgrace, because you are not thinking about your community or the planet if you do that. Mm-hmm. You can help have your community become more sustainable by the simple act of dropping it off. You can't swing a cat, which I found out that expression is about a cat of nine tails. It's not about a cat.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's. I found the history of that from a book I'm reading. So I don't want any of the animal rights people to be calling me about swinging a cat. It's a cat of nine tails. But without finding a Goodwill donation center, it's really easy to do it. You don't even have to go out of your way. They're everywhere.
Right.
So I just want to say to people, don't throw... The thing that we throw in the garbage are socks that are so worn out, we can't even use them as rags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's obviously about it. We don't want anything that's soiled.
No.
I mean, we want it to be something that
something
we
you'd be happy to give to somebody else and not ashamed of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Don't donate your rags. Okay, so now it's crystal ball time and we're almost out of time, which is shocking to me. But what's coming down the road? Do you want to share anything about other things that are coming up for the big 50th? Please tell us about the fashion show. Can you say that yet?
Yes, actually.
Because I know about it, and that's one of the ones I know about.
So we have a partnership with Pima Community College's fashion design program, mm-hmm. and they usually do an annual fashion show called Fashion Arte. It's going to be at the Fox Theater on May 4th, and the project of their textile class last semester was to take Goodwill materials, whether it's clothing or whatever items that they find, and remake them or upcycle them to make it wearable, upcycled fashion, and that's that collection, Goodwow. That collection is going to be stepping down the runway.
Did you say Goodwow?
It's called Goodwow, the Goodwow collection.
Did you think that up?
We did a little brainstorming session, and that's what the students came up with, and then we helped put a little logo together, an Instagram page. Mm-hmm. We're doing some stuff with the Daily Star, doing a couple videos to kind of tease out the outfits without revealing too much.
That's going to be a great event. 4th?
Yep, downtown, the Fox mm-hmm. Theater. And then the 3rd, there's going to be at the Museum of Art, there's going to be like a VIP, you can come and purchase a dinner plate to kind of help fundraise, and then a few of the artists will be showcasing some of their other works, I believe.
How awesome it is to sit here and think of the ways that you're partnering the community. Tucson is an amazing town, and I don't know if you're working with my friend Alba there. She works at the Tucson Museum of Art, and she's a cracker jack and a crack-up. But I love the things they're doing, too. I mean, some of their exhibits, to me, are much more relevant and culturally diverse. I think it's another Tucson treasure.
It is.
The Museum
it's a really
of Art.
Good visit, for sure.
So stay excited, and I want to say to people, all the links to everything that we talked about will be on the show notes page. Mm-hmm. And people have thanked me for that recently when I mention a video and they don't know what I'm talking about, which I should always conclude. We put the links, Kelly puts the links to see if it's on YouTube or whatever. So like Goodwill on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and mm-hmm. you will know that these things are coming up and go mm-hmm. there on discount.
Goodwill Southern AZ.
Southern AZ.
Yes.
And like I said, all those links will be directly put on the podcast page and in our social media. Okay. The last word for Mrs. Green, and I love to always have the last word. As a mission-based organization, we're committed to raising awareness about every aspect of climate change imaginable. This is one of those shows that can serve to remind us that one of the reasons we are in the shape we are in terms of a rapidly warming climate, is overconsumption. I truly believe that it is at the root of many of the challenges we face as a world, and I know that there are many bright minds that could successfully argue that point. Goodwill is a solution to that. Two things I would ask you to do. Donate. Don't even think about throwing things that someone might be treasure. It might be a treasure to them, or the perfect sweater or the perfect pair of jeans in the garbage. It would shock you how many people do just that. And shop Goodwill. You're not only helping to reduce the impact of manufacturing on the planet by shopping resale, you are helping to support much needed programs in our community, wherever you are. Goodwill is all about spreading goodwill, and they are committed to a sustainable and socially just planet. Remember that our theme for this year is 12 years to change, and we hope that you get on board with taking action and changing your shopping habits. I loved having you too. The time flew, and I want to forward promote two shows, great shows coming up on February 21st. First, Kristen Wilt from Tucson Medical Center, cord blood donation. She's the coordinator, Moms, Babies, and Saving Lives. It is one of the most emotional shows we have ever done. It is all about saving babies' lives by a donation. And then on February 19th, Jacqueline Martinez Garzel, she is the CEO of Latino Community Foundation in Los Angeles, unleashing the power of love and philanthropy, and she will knock your green socks off. I heard her speak at Bioneers, and Meredith Kelly and I sat there with our mouth open about how to get money out of foundations instead of keeping on growing them and use them for the greater good. Thanks, you two.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to be on another journey for 2019 with you. I'm already excited about 2020 because Mrs. Green is going to go to the Galapagos. So, but I'm going to fully live 2019 first. So thanks for all you do, and thanks for being a part of our world.
Thank you.
Thank you.